Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. As we learn about the example of Jesus Christ, we also need to be a servant.
Use our hands, Lord, use our life.
Dearest Father, Father, in heaven, we praise you for the God that you are, and for your boundless love, as demonstrated on Calvary's cross. Lord, even as your Son Jesus left an example by his life as the ultimate servant, Lord, by your Spirit, help us also to be servant to all. You are not willing that any should perish, but that all come to know you. So let us serve others as you direct our paths. Speak to us as we go about our day, that we don't miss precious opportunities of service. And help us to be cheerful givers. Let us be your feet and your hands on this earth, so that they will see Christ in us. Let our works be acceptable to you, Lord, as an offering. For in reality, we are serving you as we serve others. God, please make it so in and through us. Give us a servant's heart. For your glory, and in Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen.
is love. Just one word can bring healing and light to each heart that has hungered for kindness and truth through the trials and the triumphs of life. The language of Jesus is love. It tells the greatest story ever told. Such grace and tenderness mere words cannot express. The language of Jesus is love. Tell of this world and its wisdom, but my words would just get in your way.
There's a language that's learned by the Spirit,
and it's spoken with actions of care. Trials and the triumphs of life.
The language of my precious Jesus is love. It tells a great story every time.
Such grace and tenderness mere words cannot express. The
it's
hard for kindness.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, then enter your email address in the top right of our homepage. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. You can write to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you visit our website at calltoworship.us, you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. Thank you for listening.
be the servant of all. If you wanna be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. Learn to be the servant of all. Servant of all. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, be the servant of all. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship.
Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord.
I will serve you because I love you. You have given life to me. I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches,
broken people,
ruined lives are why you died on Calvary.
Your touch is what I long for. You
have given life to me. I was nothing
until you found
me. You have given life to me.
Heartaches,
broken people,
lives
are why you died on Calvary.
Your touch is what I long for. You
have given life to me.
God wants us to live with a servant's heart. One of the best-known servant examples was in a lesson taught by Jesus, described for us in John. John 13. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. And it was time for supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You don't understand now what I'm doing, but someday you will." "No," Peter protested, "you will never, ever wash my feet." Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Simon Peter exclaimed, "Then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet." Jesus replied, "A person who has bathed all over does not need to wash, except for the feet, to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you." For Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, "Not all of you are clean." After washing their feet, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, "Do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you." From Matthew 20, But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." From Luke 6, "Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together, to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." From Psalm 37, "It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich." Proverbs 15, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Folks, we should dare to be counted among the servants who have gone before us. For example, Romans chapter 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. From Romans 16, "I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea." James 1, "James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting." From 2 Peter, "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained their precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Galatians 5, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." A true servant actively watches for opportunities to serve others. Philippians chapter 2, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Folks, we are to serve God with holy fear and awe. Listen to Hebrews chapter 12. "Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." As you serve, think on these things, found in 2 Corinthians 9. Remember this: a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your own heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the Scriptures say, "They share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever." For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. Lord, let it be so in our lives. Amen.
Us now to follow Him.
this is our God, the servant.
Born into a pastor's home in Canada, a happy family of eight children, I can never forget that February night in my father's Ottawa church when, as a teenager, I came to faith in the Lord Jesus. That was 66 years ago. Later, living in the New York area, my love of singing led to years of study and to appearing on radio programs in and around that great city of opportunity. But there developed a void, a feeling of losing direction. Just at the right time, there came to mind the inspired words, "Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your paths." Though I have missed the mark many times, he has never failed to give new courage and a sense of his presence. Then there came a call to join the staff of a fine Christian radio station in Chicago. I'll never forget. One day, a tall young student from nearby Wheaton College came to the studios to let me know that he appreciated the gospel songs he was hearing over the air. His name was Billy Graham. And soon he was asking, "Bev, why don't you come and be a part of our new evangelistic team?" Years have gone by, with travel to many countries and the witnessing of the loving call of our Savior to the hearts of many lives. Yes, I have learned of the tender mercies of our Lord after serving him for 66 years. I can say with all of my heart, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life he controls, since I gave my life to Jesus the he grows.
And amen. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we are reminded of how important it is that you and I be a servant. Following His example, watch for opportunities to serve in Jesus' name. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We love to hear from you. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station, if you would. We invite you to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us, where you will find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah.
Loving God. stone, fill books with explanations of the way. But if we'd stop and listen and break a little bread, we would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God.
And the storm.